I flew with a colleague to Boston from Boise on Monday, October 29th, 1987. We were on our way to meet with CompuGraphics, which is a big typesetter company now owned by Agfa, that had recently licensed some scaling technology or type scaling technology to us that we hope to integrate into a future version of LaserJet. We landed in Boston and got off the plane and learned that that was Black Monday. But it was actually the beginning of my big break. I'm Shauna Young, and I started with HP in research and development in 1983. I was fresh out of computer science school and hired into the Boise Division R&D lab, a lab of about 60 people, four of whom were women, and three of whom had computer science degrees. So it was kind of a different environment back then. In 1984, the first personal computer came out, and HP had the insight to pursue personal printing as well because it all seemed to fit together. You know, desktop computing and desktop publishing were a real big innovation. And so we shipped the first LaserJet in 1984. It was received pretty well, given how big of an innovation it really was. And we started to get a lot of feedback about what wasn't right about it, even though people really seemed to like it. And one of the big things we heard was, it's really great, but it doesn't always match the stuff on my screen. You know, I'm working with Windows, and I can do all these fonts, but then I print them, and they're not the right size. And so we said, well, that's maybe one of the first things we need to fix. So in 1987, I was part of a team that set out to innovate on the feature set for LaserJet, and we called that PCL5. And in particular, we were focused on the LaserJet 3, which we hoped to launch in 1990. We had licensed this technology from CompuGraphics, and it was my job to integrate that into the LaserJet code base. It was April 1988, I think. And it was a beautiful spring day, and the whole site was geared up to go out on a what we called beer bust, which was an institution that the founders of the company, Bill and Dave, had created early on in the company. So most of the people were off the floor. I was still at my desk, and I was working on the code, trying to get this last-minute thing to work so that I could finally produce the first scaled piece of font technology. So I made some changes, and then I started a process that we called compilation, which was back in those days. Today a compiler, you know, can be seconds, but back then it was an hour and a half. And I started that, and I thought, well, I'll just go down and grab a beer and some food and visit with everybody else. And it was a fun thing. It was a great institution because it was beer and wine and food and music and everybody on site just mingling and talking and So I did that for about an hour, and then I headed back to my desk and checked out my stuff, and it had compiled, and I loaded it into the test bed, which was another long process, and fired it up and held my breath and closed my eyes and waited till there was the click of the LaserJet and the page came out, and there was just the scattering of dots. I was like, crap. And so I got into the code, and I fired up the thing that we called the debugger to see what was going on, and it took hours. By then, it's like midnight, and I'm just so into it, I couldn't leave it. And finally, I saw some stuff that I thought, oh, that's not right. I didn't do that right, and I made some changes, and then I had to start the whole compilation process again, which is another hour. So I thought, well, I'll just go to the swing shift beer bust. And so I went down to the swing shift beer bust, and had another beer and a little more food and hung out with some people, most of whom I didn't know by then because I was a day shift person, but mingled with everybody and then went back. And I got up there, and it hadn't quite finished, so I waited. And there was one little glitch, and I had to start things over, and I sat there for another hour and a half. And by then, I was so excited to get it really to happen that I didn't even realize what time it was. So then finally, it all got done, and I loaded it into the test bed, and I fired it off. And I held my breath, and I closed my eyes, and I heard the click of the printer. And there it was! I was so excited! I was like, oh my God, it's a Y! It was my Y experience! So I was like, I can't believe it. It really happened. It really happened. It really happened. And so, of course, that was before cell phones. I couldn't even call my husband. I thought, well, I got to tell somebody. So I ran down to the cafeteria. And by then, it was the night shift, or what we called the sunset shift, beer bust. So I ran around and I told them all about this and had another beer. And I was really excited. And finally, I went back to my desk and I got all my stuff and I drove home. And it was about 5 a.m. by then. And that was about 2 hours earlier than I would have been driving in the next day. So about 2 or 3 months later, I think, I got promoted to be the leader of the group that I was part of. And, you know, that's tricky. If you're part of a group and then you're suddenly their leader, it can mess things up. But we really held it together because we were so dedicated to this notion of these features for this new printer. And so so we really worked hard. And in fact, we scared our management team because we worked so hard at trying to get it all done that we sort of ignored their suggestions about, you know, risk management and contingency planning and whatever else. We were like, no, we'll get it all. But over time, we realized we couldn't get it all. And so we just buckled down. Well, one day my manager came to me and said, we're going to move you guys into this new area. And I said, what? Yeah, we're going to cordon off this portion of building one upper, the northwest east corner, and we're going to carpet it. We're going to put in all this new furniture. We're going to put in all this new wiring. It's going to be very productive. I was like, well, that sounds good. We'll take that. And so so that's what they did. And it was like a Friday afternoon. And she said, and by the way, just tell everybody to go home and don't come in this weekend. Come in on Monday. So we were like, wow, vacation. So we did that and we went home and came back on Monday morning. And it was just, it was great. We had the best digs in all of HP Boise Division. And so we're thinking, yeah. So about 3 o'clock that afternoon, the division manager wanders into my cubicle and he says, so what do you think, Shauna? I said, hey, Rick, this is great. I love this. And he said, well, I'm glad you love this because this was for a purpose. You've got a lot of stuff to get done here. And I'm going to be in here every day to check out the bug weight. I was like, okay, that sounds good. Well, now bug weight was this this new process that we were using to estimate the health of the code that we were producing. And it took the number of defects that you found when you ran the tests on the code against the severity of those. And at that point in time, we were at 10,000. And our goal was 700. So we had a little ways to go. So Rick came into my cube every day at around the same time. Hi, Shauna, how's the bug weight? Hi, Rick, here it is. And when it was up, it was a bad day. When it was down, it was okay day. Finally, about the first week of October 1989, it was right at about 700. And I couldn't wait for Rick to come into my cube. I'm like, here's the bug weight. And he's like, oh, well, that's good to know. I was hoping we were getting pretty close to that. Now you need to nail this down. And he walked out of my cube like he always did, like he was wearing the weight of the world on his shoulders. And I'm like, okay, bye. So finally we shipped the code, came into my cube, and I said, so we're good now. And he said, yeah, yeah. And I said, you know, Rick, you've kind of worn out the new carpet into my cube. And he said, yeah, and I think I've probably sort of worn out my welcome too, huh? And I said, well, maybe just a little. And he said, you know, way to go. I didn't think you could do it. And he walked off like he always did. But it was some other world he was holding on his shoulders then. So LaserJet 3 was a big breakthrough for our division, for our company. It sold more product. It introduced all kinds of new opportunities in terms of features and benefits, and our customers loved it. So it was definitely worth the risky business.